As Chef Manne Chauhan once said, do something you love and people will love you for it. My name is Ajay Sharma. I am a chef, culinary arts student in the Culinary Institute of America in New York. Hello Mini, welcome to Graduate School of Hotel Administration, Manipal, and your lovely host for the podcast, Python with Bavachi. The podcast features my fellow chefs, foodies, and hospitality people who share their journey of food and working in the industry. Also beside that, I will have a fun conversation with them or in all my episodes. Today, I have a very special guest with me. She is the Iron Chef for me. And I was so glad that I had met her in New York during the commencement ceremony of our alma mater, the Culinary Institute of America. She is a Wakshait, just like me. She's a 10th course Wakshait, and she passed out from CIA Hyde Park in 2000. With the associate's degree in baking and pastry arts. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Chef Manne Chauhan, the owner of Chauhan Ale and Masala House. Hi, Chef.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, Chef. How are you?
So far, so good.
I hope you and your family are staying safe during this pandemic.
Yeah, I guess we all are doing our best. It's just crazy times, but we're just trying to make the best of it.
So, Chef, you are a Punjabi, like you are an actual Sikh Punjabi. So, and we know that, you know, Punjabis have a huge appetite and good amount of love for food, like they die for food. So, tell us about your upbringing, your story with food, and how did you decide to become a chef?
Well, food has always been my first love. I do think that Punjabis are a little bit more gregarious about stating their food for love, but I think anybody in the world, food is something that a lot of people are obsessed with. So I was born in Ludhiana in Punjab, and I grew up in Ranchi, which is it's in Jharkhand now. It used to be in Bihar when I was a kid. And my dad, he was an engineer. So we lived in a colony with a lot of, you know, people from all over India, and which was incredible because that gave me an exposure to the vastness of Indian cuisine. So I would, you know, have parathas at home and then go to my neighbor's house, tell them that my parents hadn't given me any food to eat, and, you know, auntie would be making some idli or dosa because they were from south, and then we had, you know, people from Maharashtra and Bengal. So I literally was that precarious little kid who would just go from one house to the other asking to eat their food and just in the kitchen with the aunties see how they were cooking. And then my older sister went to school, and I would take food for her, and I realized I was the most popular kid on campus even though I didn't go to school there. And that's what I decided. I said I am going to go ahead and do this for a career. Because, you know, if you do something that you love and people love you for it, it's a no-brainer.
Yes, Chef. So, Chef, since you had so much love for food and you grew up in such a foodie environment, to be precise, you decided to go to the best institute for hotel management in India. That was the Welcome Group Graduate School of Hotel Administration. So technically, you are my super, super senior. You are a 10th course Wakshait. So how has your journey been in Waksha? Because I remember back in your time, it was a 3-year course.
Yes.
So just let's explore your journey as a Wakshait.
I'm not your, I think I'm your super duper senior. I don't even think you were born when I was in Manipal. It was absolutely incredible. I think, it was a really interesting time because everybody was starting to be a doctor or an engineer or something of that sort. And over here, I wanted to be a chef. And, I was absolutely... I was really blessed because my parents, they pretty much said, do whatever you want, just make sure that you're the best at it, right? So that's what I did. That meant applying to the best hotel, administration school in India, which was Vaksha. Mm-hmm. So I applied over there. It was an absolutely incredible opportunity because what we got to learn was the foundation that helps me till date. I know that I always wanted to be a chef, but at that time, when we had to do math or marketing or law, I used to be really, I'm like, why am I doing this? I really don't need to learn all of this, right? And at that time, I realized how important it was because today, I can use all of those things which were taught to me. I remember there used to be in our Viva, they used to say, how would you explain rasgullas to somebody who's not from India and who's never had rasgullas? And we would be like, we would come out of those vivas laughing, and we are like, what stupid questions to ask, right? And right now, when I'm here in America, I have to explain rasgullas to people, and I'm like, okay, now I appreciate all of that. So it was incredible, and the friendships that you make. I mean, that's the first time that you've actually stepped out of home. So those friendships are lifelong friendships.
Right. So after passing out as one of the best graduating student from Manipal University, you enrolled in the Oxford of the culinary world, the Culinary Institute of America. But as far as I have studied about you and I have known you as a person, you were always interested in the hot kitchen side, but you chose baking and pastry arts.
When I was in Manipal, or in India, what I wanted to do, I wanted to be a pastry chef, because in India, pastry chefs were really not that common, right? I really wasn't that interested in the hot side at all. Till the time that, that's why I did all my associates in baking and pastry arts. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to be a cake maker, all of those good things. Till the time that... after graduating, I mean, you guys were there on an F1 visa. I was there on an M1 visa, which did not even allow you to work on campus, right? So I used to work for Kind. For example, I was the RA, so I didn't have to pay for living. I was the tour guide, so I didn't have to pay for, school supplies or etc., right? So So once I graduated, I realized that it was almost impossible to get a job because nobody wanted to touch me with a barge pole. Nobody wanted to sponsor my paperwork at that time. And at that time, my uncle and aunt were opening an Indian restaurant, and they're like, you have done your hotel management. Is this something that you would be interested in? And I thought, okay, let's do it for a little bit, and we'll, while I'm looking for a job. And boy, that was such a gift, because thanks to that, I realized what a sad perception people had of Indian food in this country. And then to me, I was like, okay, I am going to, take on this crusade of showing the beautiful Indian food that we've grown up with. We grew up with three fresh meals a day. Everything was seasonal. Farmers market was the only place to go, to get vegetables. So, and now there are trends over here. So that's literally how it all started.
So chef, after you had graduated from CIA, you had you had a startup restaurant in New Jersey.
Yes, right? South Jersey.
So Yes, I think it was Cherry Hill.
Cherry Hill.
That's what I studied about.
Yes.
Yes. So, Chef, you know, now you are an entrepreneur. You own a restaurant in Nashville. I have heard that you own a brewery. So, I just wanted to confirm, how true is that you own a brewery as well?
Yeah, we actually, it's not true that I own a brewery. I actually own three of them.
Okay. So I wasn't sure about you owning owning breweries. So I was just a little bit underconfident about that thing. But Chef, you had appeared as the judge in Iron Chef America.
No, actually, right? No. I competed on Iron Chef America.
You appeared as a judge on Chopped.
I am a judge on Chopped, yes.
Okay. So how has your journey been in the series as a contestant in Iron Chef and then being a judge in Chopped?
It's been an interesting journey. I mean, it's different aspects, different side of things that you get to see. I think it's very important to compete, to have the ability to judge, because you have to have a certain amount of empathy when it comes to judging, because you do realize that the people who are competing in these competitions, in the end of the day, these are crazy circumstances. So you've got to give a feedback on the basis of that particular moment and not on the basis of their entire career, right? Because that's not fair. Everybody has worked very hard to reach where they have. So when you're giving the feedback, it has to be at that moment, not something which signifies their entire career.
Right. So, Chef, you know, when I entered into the industry, or any person who is entering the culinary or the hospitality industry, they wish that, you know, we had known a bit and bit about the industry, that how it works and how it functions and what is the real side of the industry. But what was one thing that you had wished you had known when you began your career?
Nothing really. I mean, it is, to me, what has really worked is the fact that I take each and everything as a challenge. I do not have a preconceived notion about anything that I walk into, because, you know, that's what life is. Life is not about anything which is that you need to know. Right? Like right now, this entire COVID thing, right? Like, nobody knows what's going on, but everybody is making the best of it, right? You know, like the Hindi word jugaad, that's what we are all about. And I think that is it. So to me, there is not one thing about the journey that I would change, be it, you know, the hardships or the good times. I think, or even the mistakes, because what I learned from my mistakes is more valuable than anything that I would learn from my successes.
Right, Chef. So, Chef, you know, we say that success never comes easy in life. One has to work really hard. And with success, you see a failure, and life is all about failure. So what was your biggest failure in the career, and what did you learn from it?
I mean, I have a lot of failures, but to me, I don't take any of them as failures, because I took them as learning lessons, right? I mean, you have to fail. There is no questions about it. There is not one person on this planet who wins 100% of the times. They don't. And that is something that you have to do. To me, what would have been a failure was that if I looked at a situation and I took it as a failure. Right? That is what the biggest failure would be. So to me, I think that's what's been, you know, the interesting part about the journey is it's learning. And I think for the rest of my life, I'll be learning every day.
Certainly, Chef. We all are learning in some or the other ways. I'm still learning. We all will be learning at some time in our life. So, Chef, you know, like many now, since the industry is booming up so much because of the huge amount of traveling happening and, you know, restaurants being opened up, and there's a huge scope of hospitality industry. So what advice would you give to someone wanting to pursue a career similar to you?
I mean, there are no shortcuts to success. and there is absolutely no alternative to hard work. I mean, there'll never be a time that you will become comfortable and say that you have arrived or you have reached. You know, you have to, if there is a success one day, you enjoy it for a few minutes and then get up and start working for your next goal. Never, never get passive about whatever you get. You have to constantly be working towards receiving, towards setting up a next goal for yourself.
So, Chef, you know, like we get so much support and so many resources while we are working in the career. Like I got my, you got your environment and then the CIA. So, you know, like I would ask you, what are the best of the best resources that have helped you all the way to wherever you are now and like how you are representing the Indian food on the map?
The best resource is each and every person you come across. You don't realize what a fountain of knowledge they are carrying, be it their, you know, grandparents' recipe or, you know, their mom's recipe or whatever. The biggest resource that you can have is to go ahead and have a conversation. Just have a conversation right. with people. Most of the time we walk into situations saying that, oh, we know the best. No, you don't. So the biggest resource that you can, you know, gift yourself is just talk to people around. Find out from their experiences and their lives what you can learn. And, you know, and everybody is a team. Like I have the most incredible conversations with, you know, my team members, be it dishwashers, be it people who've traveled the world, and I learned so much from them.
So, Chef, you know, like when I met you and I remember texting you on the social media and, you know, I was so influenced by your work and your charisma as a person that I actually was keen to meet you, and to be honest, I skipped my class to come into that graduation ceremony just for you.
Oh my god.
So, Chef, you know, like you influenced me, and there are many other people who have influenced me throughout my life so far. So, who were the three people who have been the most influential to you?
I won't be able to give you an answer to that. I am influenced. Okay. I am influenced. As I was telling you, with each and every person that I come across, right?
Okay.
They are people who are, you know, like I was saying, be it people who are selling vegetables in Peru when I was there last, be it people who are, you know, washing dishes, be it big name chefs who've traveled the world, who've made so much. I think I would do myself disservice if I go ahead and narrow down the people who influence me.
So, Chef, you know, like when in your time, considering being in hospitality industry was like, you know, a minimal job. Like, I'm not saying, but you know, you must have heard that what are we doing, and you know, like, to the older generation, it was really hard to convince that what kitchen mean and what being a chef meant back then, right? So what was the one common myth about your profession or field that you want to debunk?
I don't think it's a myth. This industry is a very difficult industry, right? It requires a lot of dedication. It requires a lot of passion. So to me, the one thing which I would love to debunk is that don't get into this industry because you think that you are going to get, you know, you're going to get on television, right? Get into this industry because you love this industry and you love cooking food. Television will come much later on. So the one thing which I really want to tell the next generation is that it is, don't become a chef because you want to be on television, because your lack of passion will shine through.
So, Chef, you know, so far it has been a wonderful segment. So if you were in my shoe, what question would you have asked yourself that I did not?
Oh my god, so many. I mean, I would say what would the future of, you know, of food look like after COVID? I would say what would the future of this industry look after COVID? Because that is, you know, those are burning questions. You know, I would say that how can we get, you know, diversity in the kitchens, you know, across the world. It really depends, you know, on what direction the conversation goes in. So yeah, so that's what my whole thing is, that it can be, you know, it can go in so many directions.
You're right, Chef. So Chef, we have ended with the first segment of our podcast, and coming to the second segment, I have few questions for you. And they are quite interesting, and I hope you will enjoy. So, my first question to you is, what is your guilty pleasure food?
Ice cream with hot chocolate fudge and some nuts on it. There used to be this amazing place. There still is this amazing place in Bangalore called Corner House. So, I try to recreate that indulgence.
Okay. One kitchen tool you cannot live without.
Spoon.
Okay. And your favorite, if I open your refrigerator one day, what is one ingredient I will always find?
Amul butter.
Okay. And one culinary trend you want to end, like
truffle oil.
Okay. And one ingredient you love to cook with?
Onions.
Okay. So, Chef, that was the end of the second segment. And now we have a rapid fire for you.
Oh, that wasn't
so
a
you
rapid
have to be
fire.
Very...
I thought that was the rapid
no,
fire.
No. So, I'll give you two options. You have to pick one.
Okay.
Okay. So, okay. Let's start with being a Vakshahit. Shrilata ma'am or Vidya ma'am?
Tarakan sir.
Tarakan sir, okay.
I love all of them. That was a very unfair question to ask. What would you have answered to that?
Me, everyone.
Yes.
Everyone.
No, you can't give two choices and then say everyone. What would your answer have been?
Okay.
Now I'm going to.
I don't want.
Now I'm going to put you in a corner. You tried to put me in a corner. Tell me, what would your answer have been?
Every faculty has taught me.
Yeah. You should have an answer. If you're asking questions, you should also be able to answer those questions. Okay, go ahead.
It was a trick question.
Oh yeah, sure.
Okay. Chocolate or vanilla?
Vanilla.
Coffee or tea?
Tea.
Soda or water?
Water.
Ketchup or mustard?
Neither.
Okay. Pani puri or bhel puri?
Pani puri.
Okay. So, Chef, that was the quick rapid fire. I hope you enjoyed this question. Sorry for that trick question. So, coming to the end of our podcast, I would like to say thank you once again for being such a wonderful guest. And I'm so honored that you accepted my request.
Absolutely.
And I was so honored to give you the copy of my book when I met you. It was like a starstruck moment for me.
You're too kind.
And I will deliver your book, which you had given me, the signed one, to Vaksha whenever I get a chance, because it sells to all the Vakshahits. So, Chef, one message to all the Vakshahits listening to and to all the people in CIA listening to.
Have faith in yourself. Each and every person has so much potential to achieve whatever they put their minds to. And what we do is we at times dream too small. Dream big. And you will be so amazed how you can actually reach your goals by having faith in yourself.
Right, Chef. So, Chef, before we wind up with the podcast, where can our listeners connect with you online? and
I think the one social media aspect that I'm very, very active on is Instagram. So send me, you can send me a direct message and I'll be more than happy to connect with you guys.
Yes.
And that's at Manish Chauhan.
Yes.
That's my
at Manish. Yes. So follow her. And one last question before we wrap up. One tip for the upcoming generation.
You have to work hard to achieve whatever you want. Just don't look at shortcuts, because shortcuts you might get very temporary results. But if you want to succeed and be happy in the long run, you have to put in the hard work. Don't skip any steps. Just go ahead and follow each and every step. And only then you're going to make a very solid foundation for yourself.
Right, Chef. So thank you, Chef. That was the end of our wonderful special podcast. You have been such a wonderful guest to me, and I'm again so honored that I was able to invite you and you came up to me and said yes. And thank you once again. Stay safe, and I pray for the family that they also stay safe and healthy, and I shall meet you soon whenever I'm back in America.
I look forward to it.
Thank you, Chef. Thank you, Chef.
Take care. Bye.
Bye. So that was it, guys, from today's episode. That was Chef Manish Chauhan, author, judge, and a celebrity chef. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you with another special guest on the next episode. Thank you.